Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How shall they hear without a preacher? Can you? Why say preacher? Why not just say, get you a Bible and read it out loud? Get you some tapes of the Bible and play them night and day. I do that. I enjoy that. And I've listened to a lot of good tapes of people preaching and teaching. But it's more, it's a difference. I know when I first got to Rhema, and I'm just as green and dumb as can be, and one thing that stood out to me, I'd go to different classes. And sometimes Brother Hagin's class, he'd get up and just open the Bible and start reading. He'd just reading. He hadn't made a comment. He'd just reading. And man, I'm getting revelation while he's reading the text. And I'm thinking, he don't read like I read. It's different. Now, what's the difference? The anointing. The anointing. But what's the anointing for? For hearing. The anointing helps you, enables you to hear Him. Oh, are y'all believing with me or not? I have to keep going over it. I have to keep being repetitious because the problem is we think we know this. If I asked you how faith comes, half of you could pop up and say, Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Well, what does that mean? That's how faith comes. Yeah, but what is hearing? How? Because it's obvious. People sit in the same service. The same words bounced off both of their eardrums. One person leave aggravated. Another person leave blessed immeasurably. They didn't hear the same thing. Did they? What are you hearing? What are you hearing? How can they hear without a preacher? Now the answer to every one of these questions has been, they can't. How can they call on Him if they haven't believed? They can't. How can they believe if they haven't heard? They can't. How can they hear without a preacher? What's the obvious answer? They can't. There are people who tell you they can. But it's because they mistake knowledge with faith. They think knowledge is faith. Knowledge is not faith. Just because you know something that you've seen. Nope. How does faith come? Keep reading. That's what he's building up to. How shall they preach except what? I'm excited about the word senders. What's the answer to this? How can they preach except they be sent? What if there were no partners? There's been a lot of years since I worked, since I punched a clock and drew a check from a company. If there were no partners and there were no offerings, nobody sowing to send the word, I wouldn't have this shirt. I wouldn't have a tie. I wouldn't have shoes. I wouldn't have a car to ride in. Certainly not a plane to fly in. Or money to go, or there would be no TV time. Or, you understand what I'm saying? Somebody is sending me. And not just me, but all the preachers and teachers all over the world. Somebody is sending these people with their prayer and with their money and their help. Is that a big part of the kingdom of God? Yeah. Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Do you think, you know, that God discounts whoever paid for the gas for me to get to the meeting? I couldn't have got there without it. Does he not give them a part of what's going on? Just like me? I'm preaching, but I couldn't have been there. I couldn't have done it without everything else that went along with it. How can they preach unless they are sent. They can't. God sends them by His call, by His anointing, but then He uses people to literally, physically send them. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And I know it in my heart. God is raising an army of word senders to fulfill all the vision that He has given and is giving for our part. Yours and mine. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm a word sender. I help send other people, and I put it, Phyllis and I are so big into this, you know that. So I guess there are days I sent myself. Money wise, you know what I'm talking about? I guess that'd be double harvest day. That would, I like the sound of that. How will they preach except they're sent? What's the answer? They can't, they won't. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that proclaim the good news, the gospel of peace, and bring the glad tidings of good things. This is an exclamation in the middle of this. And I'm seeing it clearer than I have ever seen it before. That's why my mind went back to people that God used to bring me the word. And scriptures I had read over and read over and read over, but I heard them preach it with that anointing, and I heard from God. I heard from Him through them. And that's when you want to say, how beautiful are the feet of them that God called and He sent and other people sent, and they came and preached, and I heard. And it didn't just bounce off my eardrums. I heard from heaven. I heard from the Lord. Amen. And well, look what the very next verse says. Verse 16. They've not all obeyed the gospel. Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Now, how many have a different translation from the King James, and yours does not say the word of God? It says something else. What does it say? Word of Christ. Anybody else have that? Christ. And that is really a better translation. Or are you seeing something already? The word is the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one. Christ. Why say anointed one? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word anointed.
Thank you, Lord.
Not just hearing, the word of the anointed one, the anointed word. What makes the difference in hearing and not hearing? Reading something and just going right past you. You do understand how many times we have read right over stuff. We have heard it and didn't hear it. We saw it and read it and saw it, and it is the answer to what we're dealing with, and just not even see it for years. Then what made the difference one day? Oh, the anointing. The anointing. That eye opening, ear opening, spirit opening, understanding opening. Anointing. And then you hear, and when you hear it like that, that's when faith comes.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
You don't have to try to work faith up.
No.
When you hear Him, faith comes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But the problem is, you can hear a lot of tapes and not hear Him.
Yep.
You can read a lot of scriptures and not hear Him. Are you with me now? Whoo, thank you, Lord. Faith comes. Confidence comes. Knowing comes. Full persuasion comes. Can you say amen? When does it come? It comes when you hear. And how do you hear? by the word of the anointing. The anointed word. Well, who is the Christ? He is the anointed word. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Man, if we just went home right now, it would have been worth coming today. I'm telling you, God is helping us. He's helping us. Go to 1 John, please. 1 John. 1 John 2. 1 John 2 and 20. Says, but you have what? An unction. Some translations say anointing. Do you have an anointing? You have an anointing from the Holy One. And by that anointing, you what? You know. This anointing enables you to what? To know something. You're sure. You can't have faith till you have heard from God. Go back with me to John. John, I think it's the fourth chapter. Gospel account of John, chapter 4. Oh, the more we get a hold of this, the more we see the value of just what we're doing right now. And you reading your chapter and you being under the anointing of the word coming forth, because that is whereby faith comes. It is when and how you hear from Him. You know, you shouldn't just be here to hear Keith today at all. And I shouldn't be here just to look at you. We're here for what? Our life depends on us hearing from God. Every aspect of it. Everything you're dealing with, the victory, the solution, the answer is all comes right back to hearing from God. He already knows what to do. We got to hear from Him. Do we need assistance in hearing from Him? In this sin-filled, ignorance-filled, curse-filled world. Yeah, we do. Thank God we have assistance. The Holy Ghost. The Comforter. The Revealer of Truth. He is the anointing. And He, by the manifestation of the anointing, enables us to hear from God. And then when we've heard from God, faith comes. Now we can stand. We can do what we need to do. But don't rush past this part.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, How Faith Comes, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104C. That's R1104C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.